What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Today, join the Millay House in Rockland as they celebrate Poetry Month. Three accomplished Mid-Coast poets, Rennie Ament, Austin Rudenbiker, and Audrey Gidman, will read and discuss their work. This is happening at Café Grazie, 3 to 5 p.m. That's in Rockland. Today! Did you know about the Millay House in Rockland? It's a nonprofit organization that champions poets, as well as creators and practitioners of all the arts. Kind of like us. It celebrates Edna St. Vincent Millay and the rich heritage of Midcoast Maine. Central to their mission, of course, is rejuvenating the literary landmark that is the birthplace of the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet. Millay was born in Rockland on February 22, 1892. To find out more, millayhouserockland.org. You can celebrate Poetry Month on Monday at Blue Hill Public Library with local author and poet Martha Duncan. She'll be discussing her three most recent books, Bean Blossom, Under the Japanese Dogwood with William Blake, and Defiance, Maine Poets Protest the Attack on Democracy. That's happening Monday, April 6th, 1 p.m. bhpl.net for more information. Later this week at the library, as part of the film and hands-on art series with local artist and gallery owner Margaret Baldwin, everyone is welcome to a showing of the 2019 documentary Marcel Duchamp, Art of the Possible. That's happening Thursday, April 9th, 6 p.m. The documentary is an exploration of Marcel Duchamp as one of the 20th century's most influential modernists, and how his revolutionary ideas and philosophies changed the way that society looks at art and culture today. bhpl.net for the library's full schedule. And I can't just go on and on about Blue Hill Public Library, but if you've got a little one, go on Thursday the 9th, 10:30 a.m. for a dance-themed story time. Sound like an odd combination? The connection to literacy may not be immediately apparent, but dancing, movement, and rhythm lay the groundwork for important skills needed for early literacy and learning. Librarians and Libitsky School of Dance will help make some of these connections by celebrating dance. Thursday, April 9th, 10:30 a.m. Speaking of odd combos, we've got Herman Holler, president of MDI Biological Laboratory, scientist and passionate art historian. And we've got one of the most iconic paintings of the Enlightenment. On Monday, 5 to 6 p.m., online, Dr. Holler will unravel the story behind Jacques-Louis David's The Portrait of Antoine and Marie-Anne Lavoisier. Blending art, science, and history, he'll examine Lavoisier's work in chemistry, the political and social forces of the French Revolution, and how these threads come together in a single powerful image. Drawing on his lifelong passion for viewing art through the eyes of a scientist, Dr. Holler brings this masterpiece to life with insight, humor, and clarity. Whether you love history, science, art, or just great storytelling, this talk promises an engaging and unforgettable evening from your very own couch. You can get your link at mdibl.org, and that's Monday evening. The Waterville Library at watervillelibrary.org has some fun events coming up on Tuesday this week. Join fellow readers, birders, and Colby students for a book club meeting with Birding for a Better World, A Guide to Finding Joy and Nature in Community, by Molly Adams and Sydney Golden Anderson. That's Tuesday at 1:30. Now, Crafternoons are fun weekly crafts for young people and their families. Go to the children's room at the library between 2:30 and 4 to make a paper frog. It's peeper season, after all. If you've been itching to spin a yarn with fellow fiber artists, check out Threads and Tails. Crochet, cross-stitch, sewing, quilting, embroidery, needlepoint, all crafts, all abilities are welcome. You can work on your latest project, try something new, share patterns, check out the library's crafting resources. This is a relaxed and informal group that happens Tuesday at 5 o'clock. WatervilleLibrary.org for all the details. Tuesday night, 5:30, you have a chance to see the movie that everyone, especially librarians, is talking about. The Librarian's film is a rallying call for freedom to read. As book banning continues to sweep across the U.S., brave librarians emerge as first responders in the fight for democracy and our First Amendment rights. You can view the trailer and details at thelibrariansfilm.com, or just come to the Southwest Harbor Public Library Tuesday at 5:30. swhplibrary.org for more details. If you're a book art person, the Book Art Bazaar is happening in Portland April 11th, 10 to 4. You can find out more about that at usm.maine.edu. As we continue to celebrate Poetry Month, you'll want to get the Plunkett Maine Poetry Festival on your calendar. Happens April 25th in Augusta at the University of Maine. This has been Sarah Pebworth celebrating Poetry Month with you with What's the Word on Main Street?